This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, July 22nd. Greetings from the Money Show in Las Vegas. Okay, the big news so far is Supermicro and GE Vernova. So let me take them one by one here. Supermicro on Tuesday after the close announced that its order backlog now exceeds $60 billion. They also said their operating margins are going to improve significantly to 15 to 17%. That's above its previous forecast of 8.2 to 8.4%. So they're essentially almost doubling their operating margins. So it means their earnings are going to be very good. So Wall Street's obsessed with order backlogs. And let me give you another example. GE Vernova announced that its order backlog in the second quarter rose 32.2% above just the first quarter. In the past year, it's up 88% to a whopping $176 billion. Now, GE Vernova also announced their sales rose 22%, and that was 2.8% higher than analyst estimates. There seems to be some confusion on their operating earnings. They rose 32.8%, but they were 20.3% below analyst estimates. Now, that really doesn't matter because they raised their order backlog and their full-year revenue guidance. So it's a little confusing. GE Vernova will gap down at the opening, but then it'll probably be fine, be hit with some buying pressure. So order backlogs are the big deal. They're still growing. And that was really the big story in the last quarterly earnings announcement season. So as far as our AI and data centers stocks are concerned, it's big. Now, it looks like, to be candid with you, they booked these orders. They can't always fulfill them as fast as somebody else wanted, but the order backlog's real. So the build-out's through 2029. Okay, also I had a chance to talk to Ed Yardini at the Money Show. He's pointing out in his morning briefing that that the new British Prime Minister, Burnham, is got to be careful of his bond vigilantes because Britain has the highest borrowing costs of any of the G7 nations. And, you know, they just lost a lot of affluent people. And there's fewer people paying into the system in Britain. For taxes and all. So the new prime minister wants to revitalize a lot of Britain's manufacturing sector that's kind of blighted. But the problem is the electricity is too expensive. So, you know, if he reaches out to Scotland and a little bit more pro-domestic energy, maybe he can change things around. But he is keenly aware that the bond vigilantes are in charge. So, and then finally, Jamie Dimon, speaking of bond vigilantes, basically said he's starting to worry about the $40 trillion U.S. debt. But, you know, for now, it's okay. All right. So, but, you know, Jamie Dimon loves to worry. Okay. So that's that. One last thing, there is a bogus article out there saying that, I'll tell you what it says. It says five tech giants are hiding $1.65 trillion in AI debt using the accounting trick that toppled Enron. Now, I read this article multiple times, and I have no idea what the author's talking about, except that she's implying that technology companies are hiding $1.65 trillion in off-balance sheet vehicles. Now, this article says that these off-balance sheet vehicles to hide debt back in the Enron era were considered fraud, but now they can be disclosed. This was one of the most bizarre articles I've ever read, and I even hate to give it any time, but I just want you to know it's bogus, okay? So you're going to have people throwing mud on this market, but the truth is earnings are accelerating in the second quarter, and the third quarter earnings are forecast to accelerate more. And, you know, I have a lot of energy stocks now, especially the oil tanker companies. Obviously, they're doing good. And so there's a lot of places to invest right now, okay? I know the world's a very chaotic place, and I know it's very uncertain, but the U.S. is an investing oasis. So enjoy earnings season, folks. So far, so good. You know, obviously, Google and Tesla are announcing, but, you know, I own Google, just for disclosure. I don't own Tesla. I'll hold it for some clients. But let's just enjoy the ride. It's a very fascinating market we're in, okay? And I'm really excited that the order backlogs for the AI and data center-related stocks keep getting bigger. So that's a great sign. Take care, everybody. Sylvie Navalier.